Thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
Could you please talk slowly?
Of course.
Okay. I got this thing on my internet that I had won a prize, and then part of it was that they also enrolled me in this top meal balance, and which is $39.95 a month or so. And it said on the bottom, so you won't get charged more, you can cancel at any time, or you can cancel your enrollment. Well, the problem is there's no way I can use that. I live in a place where I get all of my meals. They're included in my living here. And so I want to cancel my enrollment that they came. There was nothing on the site that said you can accept it or reject it. It was an automatic thing. Do you understand what
yes,
I'm saying?
Ma'am.
Oh. So you want my name and address? It was just a few minutes ago. I don't know how long it takes for you to get that information. So maybe it would be better if I call back later, or I don't know. This is a new experience for me.
Yes, ma'am. Now, you can provide me with your zip code, and I can
okay,
try to...
Okay. 15212.
Thank you so much for that information. And will you verify your first and last name for me?
Yes, it's Janet Winogrocki.
Will you spell that for me?
Janet
mm-hmm.
Wino G, like in George, Rocki.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. If you allow me a moment or two of your time to try to locate your account, we'll see what we can get accomplished for you.
Yeah, I don't know how fast the internet works, or, you know, maybe there's a time lapse in here. I thought I was being charged just for the delivery charge, but when I saw that, I thought, oh, they're also giving me a magazine that I can cancel if I don't want it.
And you said that last name was Winogrocki?
Correct, yes. Okay. Winogrocki. And the charge was $39.95, I think. Something like that.
All right, so it's not coming up in my system. And you say you just recently did it?
Yes, it was a few minutes ago.
Okay, so what we do is we try to locate accounts using the zip code, the first and last name, and we also,
uh-huh.
as a last resort, try to use the card that's being charged.
I can give you my phone number. It's a MasterCard.
Okay, so I would need the first six numbers and the last four numbers. And we can try to search using that. If not, it hasn't pulled up in the system yet. You have, we open 24 hours. You're able to give us a call back.
Okay, The first six numbers, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
And the last four. Okay, the first six numbers are 524038.
Okay.
And the last four, okay, and the last four are 0706.
Thank you so much for that information. I'm trying to locate the account with that MasterCard number. All right, the first six didn't pull up anything. Let's try the last four. 0706. Oh, man. So that didn't pull up your account either. You can...
Well,
go ahead.
It might take a while. I don't
yes,
know.
Ma'am.
Do you want my phone number?
No, ma'am. You can give us a call back at a later time. Like I said, we're open 24 hours. Or if you just want to call tomorrow, that'll be fine as well.
So maybe in an hour you should have that information, correct?
That's a possibility, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'll try to get you back in an hour or so, since you're there constantly.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling customer service, and you have a great evening.
And you too, ma'am. Thank you. Bye.